This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lin. It's been about 1 year since any band performed for a live audience in a Philadelphia club or concert hall. During the pandemic shutdown, musicians have found other ways to perform, but the energy of a live, in-person show can be compromised. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on two local musicians who have found a way to rock out in a lockdown.
Mickey James has made a historical anomaly, a live rock album in 2020, a year when all concert venues were closed. Live at the Met, the Philadelphia Special was recorded at the Metropolitan Opera House on North Broad Street. It's both an 8-song EP and a concert video. In it, James, from Princeton, New Jersey, channels his glam rock influences like T-Rex and David Bowie.
I grew up watching a lot of live concert DVDs like Led Zeppelin at Madison Square Garden, Cheap Trick at Budokan. I wanted to make something feel authentic and timeless.
There is no audience. The four-piece band plays on stage while the 3,500 seats of the Met remain empty. Instead of facing the darkened auditorium, the band stands in a circle, facing each other.
We're really just feeding off each other's electricity. I wanted to make it also feel intimate. Because we were playing in such a big venue, I thought it would have been kind of funny looking for us to be performing to 3,000 empty seats. I think it kind of felt a little more special for us to play to each other.
James is wrapped in glittering gold and struts across the stage of the Met with over-the-top energy of a live rock show, the kind of energy that's hard to recreate in many of the self-produced videos that musicians have been shooting from their own homes this past year, with perhaps the exception of Adam Wiener, the frontman of the band Low Cut Connie. From the spare bedroom of his South Philadelphia row home, Wiener has proven that you don't need stage lights and Marshall stacks to perform a cathartic, high-energy rock show.
Tonight. Woo!
Every week since last March, he has performed a twice-weekly live stream performance called Tough Cookies. Part concert, part mental health check-in, and part tent revival meeting.
Do you know the song?
With just his piano and his longtime collaborator, guitarist Will Donnelly, Wiener's shows have attracted not just national accolades, but huge audiences. He says his New Year's Eve show was watched by more than 100,000 people.
There's people who have given you their attention and are waiting to have their emotions stirred, and they're waiting to have their bodies moved, and they're waiting to feel freer than they did at the beginning of the show. It's that magic trick where you, as I say, change the molecules in the room.
So tonight, we are going to start tonight, me and Will, with our low-cut Connie yarmulkes on our heads.
Last September, not long after Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, Wiener paid tribute to the Supreme Court justice by reading Kaddish, or a Jewish prayer for the dead. Wiener was raised Jewish, but his Hebrew is a little rusty.
Ulal me al maya. It's been a while for me.
It's the kind of spontaneous, unexpected turn the Tough Cookies show can make. Wiener's convinced that this is what people need right now.
Birthday party, funeral, church service, rock and roll show, they all have different functions. But all of those things were taken away over the last year. And so I've tried to use Tough Cookies as a broad spectrum forum for all the different kinds of emotional processing that we all need.
Adam Wiener's show may take on more unexpected turns. Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania John Fetterman, who just announced his bid for the U.S. Senate, is scheduled to make a guest appearance on the show in the next few weeks. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.